Welcome back this weekend as our conversation continues with the biggest and the best in sports. Right now, we're going to focus our attention on Texas A&M, and we're going to visit with the winningest football coach in A&M history. In fact, in the month of January, R.C. Slocum was honored with the 2014 Lifetime Achievement Award at the Paul Bear Bryant event right here in Houston for his excellence in coaching on and off the field. And I have to tell you, it was an incredible evening. In fact, it was a huge honor because recent Lifetime Achievement recipients include Barry Switzer, Vince Dooley, and Bobby Bowden. What a pleasure to welcome in tonight at YSR, the Quicken Loans Studios, College Football Hall of Famer and the all-time winningest coach at Texas A&M, the great R.C. Slocum. Happy New Year, Coach.
Well, thank you, Alyssa. It's good to be with you.
Well, it was wonderful to see you and your beautiful wife, Nell, last month, and I know you've had a chance to reflect on this prestigious honor. What does that mean to you personally and professionally? Because all I have to say is you have come a long, long way since those early days of shining shoes in Orange, Texas.
Well, it's been a real blessing. You know, football has meant so much to me and my family, and it's just been a wonderful thing. Coach Bryant was someone that I looked up to, and fortunate that I got to meet him on several occasions, got to know him a little bit, and of course have known a lot of his players that played for him here at Texas A&M. And to receive an award with his name on it makes it special, and to receive the award on behalf in recognition of my career is meaningful, and I think it's something, again, that reflects on all the wonderful players that I had the opportunity to coach over the years, and great coaches that first of all coached me as a youngster and really polished hard on me and really gave me some direction as a kid, and then the great coaches that I worked for and worked with during my coaching career. So it's really a whatever that I was able to accomplish, I certainly did it with the help of a whole lot of people, starting from my childhood, my family. And I've often wondered what would have happened. I had a coach call me over in the seventh grade and ask me why I wasn't out for football and encouraged mm-hmm. me to come out and start playing football and change my whole life. And it was a great thing for me.
As you reflect over your career, who was that person that can you pinpoint who influenced you the most as a coach?
You know, I really can't say any one individual, but I will say this. I was so fortunate that I had great coaches all the way from the first guy in junior high, all the way through junior high school, and college. I had men that were good men that really pushed me and helped me do things that I likely couldn't have done on my own. But at the same time, while being very demanding, they were caring individuals, and every one of them, there was not a one that I didn't think really cared for me as a person. And I was so pleased when I got out as a college coach and started visiting around, I realized that not all coaches are those kind of men. Most of them are, thankfully.
Mm-hmm.
But all my coaches were good. They were good football coaches, and they were good men, and they cared about kids, and they were great to me. So I was so fortunate. I still stay in touch with all of them that are alive today, and there are a few of them that are still hanging around, and I talk to them on a regular basis, and it's so much fun, and I thank them every time I talk to them for the things they did for me as a kid.
We are so glad you've made it a point to join us this weekend at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. I am Elissa Walker-Campbell, having a very special conversation with College Football Hall of Famer R.C. Slocum. And R.C., you know, throughout the years, you've been on my program many, many times, and I have such tremendous respect for you, and I have to tell you, it was just so wonderful to listen to so many of the coaches at the awards as they talked about your career. Michigan State's Mark D'Antonio, Gus Malzahn, and each of them shared their sincere appreciation and gratitude for your contributions. You know, Mark talked about how you care for players, and you know, Gus talked about your approach, your professionalism, and how you've handled yourself. And when he was a high school coach, he really, really looked up to you.
Those were very meaningful comments, and the coaching profession has meant a lot to me. I am still involved as president of the American Football Coaches Foundation. I can remember here about 2 or 3 weeks ago, we had the national convention in Indianapolis, and I went there, and I was given an award, the Amos Alonzo Stagg Award, at that meeting. And it was so meaningful to think back the first time I went to the convention, which would have been about 1970. It was in Houston at the old Shamrock Hotel down, and it's no longer there. It has not been there for a long time. But anyway, to go from that and all those years of going and seeing coaches come up through the ranks and knowing those guys, went there the first time and I didn't know two or three people in the whole room. And then now to go back and over the years have crisscrossed paths with so many great coaches. And I'm very proud of the coaching profession. We've got a bunch of wonderful men that spend their lives. You hear about some of them that make big bucks. That's not the case for most of them. Most of them are working every day and doing something they love doing and feel like they're making a difference in kids' lives. And the thousands of coaches around the country, high school, junior high, college, junior college, that work tirelessly, giving back and changing young lives. And I'm very proud to have been a part of that profession and still try to maintain some identity in the coaching profession.
Well, RC, that evening, it really did include the nation's top performing college coaches. Just to rattle off a few, Art Briles, Mark D'Antonio, just talked about him, Gus Malzahn, David Shaw at the Paul Bear Bryant Awards last month. And one of the things I'd love for you to take time to share with your audience, when you got that big break at Texas A&M and Coach Ballard, and would you just kind of take us through? I mean, you got up at, 3:30 in the morning and you drove over to College Station to just have an opportunity to meet with him. It is a great story of inspiration.
Well, I was at Kansas State as an assistant, and I came home to Texas, and I had a couple of friends who were coaching at University of Houston, so I went over to watch their practice. They were getting ready for a bowl game with Colorado. And at that practice, they told me that Emory Ballard was going to be named the new head coach at A&M, and that the next day they were going to announce it, and he was going to be on the job. So I went home. I was so restless because I'd actually sent him a letter. I'd heard rumors that he might get a head coaching job. I didn't know for sure where, but I told him I was from Texas and would love to get back here. So I knew if I called, I wouldn't be able, wouldn't likely get through. So I got up at 3 in the morning. I drove to College Station and sat on the front steps of the athletic office until the secretary came in, and I stayed there pretty much the whole day. I stayed till 4 o'clock in the afternoon until there was a little break in Coach Ballard's schedule, and he took a few minutes to visit with me, and I told him all the reasons why I thought he ought to hire me. and thank the good Lord, he did call me on Christmas Eve 1971 and offered me a job.
And a day that you will never forget. We are so glad you're with us at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show, visiting with R.C. Slocum, College Football Hall of Famer. And let's talk about the head coach right now at Texas A&M, Kevin Sumlin. He has truly proven to be one of the very best in the business. Talk about why he has been so effective and how he has just turned this program around in such a short period of time.
Kevin is, first of all, a good person. He's a good man. He's got a great family. He cares about kids. And he's an excellent football coach. But I think the thing that's really going to pay dividends, and already is for us, is that he's such a good guy. I think it comes across when he talks to recruits. He's always been, that's what first attracted me to him when he was coaching at Purdue. I hired him to come here to A&M and be an assistant coach, but it was his recruiting that first got my attention. And at the heart of any successful coach is a great recruiting program and getting good players. And I think Kevin will do that, and he's proven that he can coach those guys. So I think we're so fortunate to have him. I think we've got a bright future here at A&M, and I'm excited about it. This last recruiting class he brought in was one of the top classes in the country, and that's how you continue to grow and get better as a program.
And you got to be excited about that new quarterback that's coming on board. What, the number one quarterback in the country?
We got the young man from Arizona who is ranked as the number one quarterback in the country. We've got a couple of quarterbacks here on campus that we feel good about. And so it's exciting. We're losing a great quarterback. And Johnny Manziel, he made a tremendous impact on this program. At a time that we were moving into SEC, he allowed us to step right up and make that transition. And we will always be indebted to Johnny Manziel for the great contribution he made here.
Well, the great R.C. Slocum is joining us at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. I am Elissa Walker-Campbell, and let's recap the Aggies' season from 2013. What are your thoughts on how the season did play out?
Well, I think probably some people might have been disappointed. You know, it was we end up having a four loss season. We had a bunch of injuries. I was not totally surprised. I knew going into the season that we were very thin, and then the year before we'd gotten through with minimal injuries, and this past year we had a bunch of injuries to a thin football team. But I thought our players hung in there, and we came back and won. I think this is now 3 years in a row that we won a bowl game. And I thought we had a good, strong finish in the bowl game, and it was an exciting game. You know, we lost the teams we lost to LSU, Alabama, Auburn, and Missouri are all top 10 teams. You know, so
right.
We either won or came close to winning every game we played in, and the ones we lost to some of the best football teams in all of college football.
Well, of course, the 2013 season, you entered the season as a national championship contender. So in order to compete for that in 2014, what area needs to be addressed the most?
We have to get better across the board on defense, but particularly our front seven. We've got to become more physical,
okay.
And part of that's just getting bigger, more physical players in there. We don't have the size that we need in our defensive line, and we've tried to address that. I think Coach Sumlin's bringing in some very talented young players. I think those guys will have to step up and play early in their careers, but we've got to get better on defense, and a whole lot of that has to do with just being more physical, having more physical bodies. We've got too many thin guys out there. We need some wide bodies in that defensive line.
Well, if there's one guy that can get it done, that, of course, is head coach Kevin Sumlin. He's demonstrated he's one of the top minds in the game. RC, it's been a true pleasure having you along with us this weekend at Yahoo Sports Radio, and we look forward to talking to you some more in 2014. Send our best to Nell, okay?
All right, thanks.
Much more straight ahead this weekend at YSR.